thanks for tuning in to another episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, the series where we'll let you know what's new in manufacturing, processing, packaging, coding, and so much more. We'll be dropping a new episode on a bi-weekly basis to keep you up to date with the latest news and insights that affect your business. I'm your host, Alexa, and today we'll be discussing topics ranging from OSHA cracking down on unsafe practices, to uncovering schemes, to joining the sustainability effort, and finally learning about the latest innovation in detecting food adulteration. So, we're starting off. We've all heard the expression, it cost me an arm and a leg, but it was never meant to be taken literally. However, it seems that workers at the Pepsi Guam bottling facility never received the memo. The facility has recently come under investigation by OSHA after it was found that safety protocols were being ignored, and while this doesn't seem like a big deal, workers are at risk of needing amputations. During the investigation, it was found the machine guard doors had been disabled and the proximity switch on the bottle labeling machines had been deactivated. This allowed employees to reach into the machines to grab and fix labels, as well as adjusting bottles that had been tipped. In addition, OSHA has also found a missing chuck guard on a drill press, exposed sprocket wheels, and a chain on a packer machine, unused openings in live electrical boxes, missing junction box covers, and damaged racking systems that could lead to struck by or crushed by hazards. Since the company failed to protect employees from rotating parts, ignoring nip points, and burn hazards, OSHA proposed instating nearly $181,000 in fines. The investigation was opened back in October of 2022 and found one repeat violation and six serious violations among others. OSHA Regional Administrator James Wolf in San Francisco said, "Pepsi Guam bottling showed a willingness to put profit before the safety of its employees. As we all know, industrial machinery is unforgiving and can cause sudden, severe, and disabling injuries, or worse when machine guards are bypassed." OSHA isn't the only organization grabbing the bulls by the horn. A Montana man is currently feeling all the force of the law after pleading guilty to wire fraud, money laundering, and identity theft after his scheme to turn cow manure into green energy was exposed. Ray Brewer convinced investors that he was building anaerobic digesters on dairy farms in California and Idaho. However, instead of building the machines, Brewer forged lease agreements, altered bank documents to make it seem like he had procured construction loans, and forged deals with companies to make it look like he had a revenue stream set in place. From early 2014 to the end of 2019, Brewer stole nearly $9 million. He would take investors on dairy farm tours and fake construction schedules, but in the end, he had never followed through on any of his promises and plans. So, what did Brewer do with the funds? Well, he bought himself large plots of land, had custom houses constructed, and bought new Dodge Ram pickup trucks. After investors caught on, they filed a lawsuit against Brewer. Although, by the time he was due to receive it, he had moved to Montana under a new identity. But now he's been caught. He's facing multiple charges that carry maximum penalties of up to 20 years in federal prison and fines as high as $500,000. While Brewer might not have stayed true to his word, the real question is, could his plan have worked? According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, anaerobic digesters have the ability to break down biodegradable material to turn it into methane, which can then be sold on open markets as green energy. It can also produce renewable energy credits, which can then be sold to companies looking to meet green energy regulatory requirements. The downside to this proposition is that anaerobic digesters are quite expensive to build, maintain, and they don't always produce enough energy so that the excess can be sold back to the grid. Not to mention that the production and methane burning process produce a lot of carbon dioxide, which ultimately harm our atmosphere. Not every push towards sustainability is a scam. Recently, 18 new partners have joined MBOLD, the organization that's working to accelerate solutions to the most pressing challenges facing the food and agriculture sectors today, particularly climate change and the demand for food. Hormel Foods, the Kraft Heinz Company, Post Consumer Brands, and Land O'Lakes Incorporated are four of the 18 companies that just joined MBOLD. The goal is to help build a circular economy for flexible film in the upper Midwest. MBOLD, General Mills, Schwann's Company, Target, Ecolab, Cargill, and the University of Minnesota have all teamed up to cut plastic waste, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and drive circularity. According to Janelle Orozco, Chief Procurement Officer of the North America Zone for Kraft Heinz said, "We're innovating across every part of our business to find new ways to nourish our communities. We're continuing to find ways to divert manufacturing waste, including packaging materials like films, out of the landfill to be recycled, or better yet, incorporated back into packaging. It is critical to move toward a circular economy." Key partners in the whole operation include recycler MyPlas USA and film manufacturer Charter Next Generation. Thanks to earlier investments, MyPlas is set to open a state-of-the-art recycling plant in Rogers, Minnesota in mid-2023. This new plant will recycle and pelletize nearly 90 million pounds of low and high density polyethylene packaging and film annually at full capacity. Chartered Next Generation plans to purchase recycled resin from MyPlast to produce a range of film products for the food, healthcare, construction, industrial, boat wrap, and other markets. According to Rita Balensky, Director of Sustainability Operations at Land O'Lakes Incorporated, Land O'Lakes is planning to recycle flexible film from our plants and explore ways to use the recycled resin. In addition, the company has collection programs in their crop input business, in which they're building a plastic tub circular economy for their animal nutrition business. By joining the MBOLD organization, companies are asked to explore the possibility to have their flexible films recycled close to home, evaluate strategies for increasing use of recycled resin, and provide strategic support to the circular economy effort. With the U.S. using 12 to 15 billion pounds of flexible packaging and films annually, and only 5% being recycled, I'm sure that we can all agree when Joanne Bergenkamp, Managing Director of MBOLD, says, "It takes a village to bring a circular economy to scale. With food costs on the rise, you would think that you would be getting the quality that you're paying for. And yet it seems that things aren't always as they seem." Recently, Colleen Ray, a scientist from the University of Missouri in the Department of Chemistry, developed a way to use nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy that helps to detect whether food products have been modified with fillers like vegetable oil. This new practice was established to help regulatory agencies like the U.S. Food and Drug Administration with the detection of adulterated food products. It helps to find certain ingredients that have been replaced or that are missing. So, what is food adulteration? It's a practice that leads to a product that's cheaper to produce, but it is sold as the original product. This results in consumers buying a product that is not what they expected, and it is often inferior to the original version. How does this new practice help to detect adulterated food products? Well, NMR spectroscopy uses a magnet and radio waves to determine the content and purity of different substances. So far, it's been used with products like honey, olive oil, wine, etc. In a study conducted by Professor Greenleaf, a chemistry instructor at the University of Missouri, it was found that NMR spectroscopy is ideal for the analysis of food products due to its ability to discriminate based on structural differences of metabolites with similar masses and the ability to examine samples in either their native state or with little sample preparation. In a study conducted on different samples of grated Parmesan cheese, it was discovered that 29% of the 52 samples were adulterated with palm oil. It was also noted that the labels of adulterated samples did not declare palm oil as an ingredient on their labels. So, why palm oil? The substance is a clever adulterant because it is semi-solid state at room temperature, is similar in color to cheese, and it's lower in price as well. Under the FDA, if food adulteration is done for financial gain, then it is considered economically motivated adulteration or food fraud and will be punished as such. In the meantime, the organization is interested in learning more about the team's process to help detect adulteration sooner. And don't think that we've forgotten about our Word Coding Everywhere tour. We were just taking a small break, but we're back, and in a couple of weeks, we'll be making our way over to Portland, Oregon for the Food Northwest Process and Packaging Expo. We'll be in booth 219 from April 4th to the 6th, and we want you to stop by. The Food Northwest Expo is your chance to see how we keep coding simple, put our SneedJet thermal inkjet coders to the test, and talk to our experts about your coding and marking concerns. We'll be sending out more updates across all of our social media platforms leading up to the largest regional food manufacturing trade show in the U.S., so keep an eye out. Stay tuned for our next episode of SneedCast Industry Updates, and like always, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell down below to stay up to date with all of our great content. Follow our social media platforms to see all of our updates as we continue on the tour. Also, let us know what topics you'd like to see us talk about here on the show. We look forward to hearing from you all. Bye, guys.